Special K, Kevin Latch for the Black Flag Cast. And tonight I am speaking with Barry, who some of you might know by her cosplay name as Barracuda. Barry, how are you doing tonight?
I'm okay, you know, just doing the whole working on cosplay thing.
Of course. Would you like to tell my audience a little bit more about yourself?
Okay, so I am Barry, also known on the internet as Barracuda. I have been cosplaying since 2006, so almost 10 years, and I cosplay a lot of idols and magical girls because I like fluffy, sparkly things. I don't know. I do other things.
But a certified, you know, fan of cosplaying in general, especially those related to anime.
Mm-hmm. Yes. No, I mostly cosplay from anime and occasionally video games.
So would you declare yourself in the parlance of nerddom as an otaku?
No, not so much otaku. I don't really like using that word because I know it has different connotations here than it does in Japan, but even then it's still kind of a eh. But no, I like the term that people have been using recently is anime trash.
So, I like it. I love it.
So let's go with that.
It works for me. So what might be – I notice a lot of your – you do a lot of cosplay work, as you said, a lot of magical girl and idols. But four seem to stand out, first of them being – Venus, which mm-hmm. you have done both Sailor Venus in her traditional, classic Fuku, as well as a very special one you did for Katsucon. If you'd like to tell my audience maybe a little bit more about that one too.
Yeah, that one was kind of a last minute thing because I couldn't get the other one done that I wanted to get done. It was just her outfit from the opening of Sailor Moon Crystal. I thought it was really, really cute and really nice, good cosplay for Sunday, which is when our group was meeting. And it's just a fun casual outfit. I bought the entirety of it and found parts of it in my closet. So, but it was really comfortable and cute. And I met some other people who were wearing the Crystal opening outfits too, which was really cool.
And also, but it's the same bow that you use on the classic Fuku, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, yeah, I use the same bow for all of my Minakos.
Very nice. Also, I seem to notice you did another one, Miki.
Yeah, my girl.
And would you like to tell my audience maybe a little bit more about that and her anime?
Okay, so actually, Miki is originally from a video game called The Idolmaster, which later had an anime adaptation, I think back in 2010? I'm probably very wrong about that. But anyway, she's like the semi-main character. Like, she's not the main character. She's like the secondary main character, but she's really awesome. She fits all of my archetypes with the blonde hair, and she really just resonated with me because she has a lot of really cool outfits, and she also is really lazy and likes to sleep a lot and also loves onigiri, and I am all about both of those things.
Very well. As well, you also do some, I should say, more prominent characters such as Nonon from Kill la Kill and Panty from Panty and Stocking. Is that correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And what about those that drew you to cosplay them?
Well, with Panty, it was pretty much, again, similar archetypes with Miki. She's loud and crass and blonde and sassy. Just exactly. I related to her on that extent, and I liked her attitude, and I ended up being able to pull her off really well, so I kind of ran with it. And then as for Nonon, it was pretty much love at first sight when I saw her her character art page, because outside of cosplay, my only probably other huge interest is band, like marching band and stuff. I did marching band for 8 years in high school and college, and I saw she was a band anime character, and I freaked out and was like, I need to be her. I don't care what she's like. I'm going to be here. But it turned out she's super awesome too. Like, she's the yandere type, which is one of my favorites for characterizations. So it worked out in the end.
And returning for a moment on Minako, is it because of all those other character archetypes, or was there something more special about her?
I mean, I did start watching. I watched the original Deke dub after I'd come home from school, and since I had blonde hair, she had blonde hair, and she was just cooler than Osaki. So I liked her a lot. And I liked her main theme shape is a star, and I love stars. So it just kind of worked.
Fair enough. Continuing on, well, I mean, that brings us to the very classic anime series Sailor Moon. What was your, I mean, you pretty much said you came home from school. What years was that?
I was probably no more than 8 or 9. I remember rushing home for the bus stop to catch the last 15 minutes because I didn't want to admit to my parents that I watched this weird cartoon and didn't have them tape it for me. So I just would watch it when I came home. And then I'm sure I've eventually caught other episodes. But yeah, that's how I started it, with the original Deke dub.
And was that in the early independent TV years, or was that in the Cartoon Network period?
I'm pretty sure it was in the independent television, because I don't remember watching it on Cartoon Network.
All right.
I might have, though. I don't know. I'm not terribly familiar with the timeline for the Deke dub.
And would you say that it was from those first years that you were an absolute fan, or were you kind of a closet fan for many years and then finally said you were?
Up until probably really college, I was a closet fan in general, mostly because my friends weren't into it as much as I was or whatever. They like had other interests and I had other interests. But I mean, it always held a special like place in my heart, just as far as like, just as like so many other people kind of have said about, like it, just kind of being like a show that had girls kicking butt as opposed to like the Power Rangers, where it was all guys and two girls. And so it was just cool in that. And I also liked, you know, the sparkly transformation scenes and all that stuff. And it was kind of almost the icon of anime back then, like was like Sailor Moon and her silhouette.
And it was all we had, and we were happy. And so, I mean, beyond what you said about just she's cooler than Usagi, what drew you to Venus?
I think you cut out.
What was the prominent part of Venus that kind of just influenced you more than the fact that she was cooler than Usagi?
I mean, she didn't, like, I didn't really relate to Usagi and the fact that, like, Usagi was, like, a whiny crybaby and, like, really lazy and kind of, Minako was someone more to kind of, like, look up to and respect, since she is the leader of the Senshi and stuff. So, I mean, not that they really characterized that in the original dub, but, you know, it just, she still had the air regardless, and she was very poised. And also, I mean, in later years, after like, you know, finding out about like Sailor V and stuff, like the manga, I also really respected her more because she had the ability to both work and be successful as an independent, as well as working in a team.
Very good. And also, she was one of the other two characters that had a feline companion.
Yes.
And are you that way to your cat?
I actually don't have a cat. I have a dog.
Yep, there you go, folks. Sometimes anime doesn't come to life.
No, unfortunately not.
But if you did have a white cat, would you name it Artemis?
I'd consider it.
Oh, dear. Another boy named Sue. For all those of you listening out there, Artemis is a female name. It is not a male name, ordinarily.
Yeah, it's true. It is the goddess of the moon.
Yep, as is Luna.
Yep. And Diana.
And Diana.